The NDAA is the National Defense Authorization Act. It allows for citizens to be detained indefinitely without due process. Once you're arrested, the government is under no obligation to tell you why you are being arrested or how long they're going to detain you. They also have absolutely no obligation to tell your family or your attorney that you've been arrested, for how long, why, or where they've taken you, and they can hold you indefinitely. FISA, F-I-S-A, that's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It allows for your email, your mail, your phone calls, every book you get at the library, and everything about you to be surveilled and reports made, and they don't need a warrant in order to conduct this surveillance. In other words, American citizens would be subject to the same treatment and scrutiny as would a foreigner that might actually be engaged in anti-American activity. And since there's no warrant, they don't have to document anything if they don't want to. And once they're done with you, if they choose to finish with you, finish investigating or end the investigation, they can burn the information they collected so that when you complain about it or you go to an attorney, or you demand due process, you'll come off looking like the lunatic. Those are my objections to the NDAA and the FISA, the NDAA and FISA. Those are not dreams in some far-off country. Those bills were signed into law in the middle of the night while you were all watching Who's Dancing with Who and The Voice, and all sorts of singing programs, and the Real Housewives on Bravo. While you were involved in all of that, and entertained with all of that, and football, and MMA, and whatever else, these bills were being signed into law, and they affect every single one of us. That's why what's happened with the IRS is so dangerous and so important to our liberty, to American citizens, because once the administration, let's call it what it is, once the administration pointed the finger at the Fox reporter, these laws are already in effect. Basically, they couldn't say, without any proof whatsoever, that he is an anti-American and charge him with treason and whatever else they wanted to charge him with. That's why this is so dangerous. That's why you can't say, oh, it's just one reporter. No, it's not. It was also all the journalists at Associated Press, and who knows how many others. And for the first time in American history, a sitting president has used his own executive power to sign into law that Secret Service shall protect him, his wife, and his children for life. If you look at the definition of those two laws being established, the NDAA, they're in effect, and FISA, F-I-S-A, is in effect. Look up the definitions. Don't listen to me. Look up the definitions yourselves. With those laws in place, you see how dangerous the administration is. They've run amok. They have so much power, and they answer to no one. And I have to bring you back to that silly blonde that everybody would bully and make fun of. I have to bring you back to Orly Tate. The reason she sounded like a nut is because she identified everything that's going on now. If you look at her pleadings, everything she was complaining about is in her material. That's going on now, everything that's going on now that you find so horrible, she spoke about it for years, but you didn't want to hear the message, so you attacked the messenger. I think a lot of us owe her an apology.